Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got all sorts of great stuff happening. Unfortunately, Friday we are talking about some snow, which will absolutely wreak havoc. Absolutely wreak havoc with Central Virginia. You know that, and I know that. 5 o'clock in the morning is when we are hearing it is going to start, and it could be hitting us from 5 in the morning till, 11 a.m. or noon, and so it's going to wipe out the day. But we'll keep you up to date on that, I promise you. My kids are too doggone old to do anything but cost me money. However, some of y'all are about to get a great benefit. The Trump accounts that we've been hearing about, we heard about them during the Big Beautiful Bill. Remember, Congressman John McGuire was here. We had Congressman Rob Witt. We had a lot of people here talking about, well, they are real now. And Luke Pettit is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury overseeing this sort of stuff. And I'm just thrilled that he's got a couple of moments for us. Luke, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, I hate to say it, but my kids are too old, right? The youngest one is 21. He's not doing anything good for me at this point, is he?
You know, unfortunately, as passed in the working family tax cuts, it's solely focused on children under 18. But I think that presents an opportunity for the next generation here. And, you know, maybe your grandkids will be able to participate.
There you go. I love the idea behind this. Do me a favor, because a lot of people have sort of heard about this in the background, but bring us up to speed. What exactly is this Trump account that kids are going to be able to have?
Sure. So these are essentially retirement and investment accounts that the Working Family and Tax Cuts bill created with the name Trump accounts. They basically give every child in America a real financial head start. And they allow Americans to build long-term savings from birth and harness the power of compound growth. And so these will be accounts that will be created. Children under 18 will be able to create them starting in the 4th of July of next year. And parents with children that are born during the Trump administration from January of last year till the end of 2028 will be eligible for $1,000 of contribution from Treasury to seed that investment. And so hopefully what these will be is accounts that will start to help kids have ownership in the American economy, grow, learn about compounding, investing, and really set themselves up for financial success over the course of their lives.
My gosh, I love that. What are the restrictions? There's got to be something, right? I mean, the kids can't take them out in a year, can they?
No. So when a child turns 18, it would basically work just like a traditional IRA, giving, young adults strong financial foundations they can use those funds for higher education, save for a first home, or just, work towards a comfortable retirement.
Okay, excellent. And so we're talking about retirement, but would it also be available to them? Let's say somebody grows up, they get to be 18, and they're thinking, I can use some of this money for trade school, for college, for other things, or is it strictly to hold on to until retirement?
So while the intent is really to build a nest egg for the duration of the lives of these children, the funds themselves, once they turn 18, if it's to start a business, if it's to pursue higher education, they will be available. based on the use and the ultimate end of the funds, there might be different tax treatments, but the money basically becomes theirs as a traditional IRA to do with it what they need to succeed in life.
It is beautiful. Luke Pettit is joining us, the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, overseeing all of these Trump accounts. I saw earlier that the Dells, Michael and Susan Dell, have committed $6.25 billion for these accounts as well.
Yeah, that was a historic announcement yesterday in the Oval Office, announcing truly, like you said, a historic commitment. That's $250 per child for up to 25 million Americans. And that really shows the power and the philanthropic nature of a lot of, you know, the wealthy Americans who I think are looking at Trump accounts as a unique way to give back to the country and do so directly and to bypass, you know, going through the philanthropic industrial complex and maybe not having as much thrust of the giving that a lot of these wealthy and successful Americans, you know, the impact they want to have on our country.
There is nobody, in my opinion, Luke, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nobody except for President Trump who could have put this idea forward and said, follow me on this, because this is just brilliant.
No, you're right. And if it weren't for his leadership and for him leading in the waning days of negotiating the working family tax cuts this summer, this program never would have launched. And I think he realizes the power, you know, being a businessman and an investor, of getting this broad-based exposure to capitalism, to the markets, to American youth from a young age. And this is going to be a fundamental and paradigm shift in the way that children view investments, the markets, and capitalism more broadly.
What about the donations or the deposits, right? I guess donations is the wrong word, but deposits. Parents, I'm assuming, would be those who would fund these for the most part. Would anybody else be able to deposit it? And are there any limits on what they can put in there?
Sure. So, you know, family members like parents can contribute up to $5,000 per child. Governments and nonprofits can do so in addition, above and beyond that $5,000. But you're also going to see, hopefully, a broad-based uptake in corporate interest. And so employers, think about, you know, your local employer wanting to provide another benefit to you. They can contribute directly to your children's accounts as well. And so I think you're going to see a lot of different sources of these funds come up in the next 6 months in the run-up to the 4th of July next year.
Now, you said $5,000. Is that $5,000 total, or is that $5,000 per year?
Per child per year.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Luke, it is incredible. All the more reason I resent my children aging out of this so fast, but that is just wonderful. $5,000 per year per child, and it can come from other folks besides their parents. I think this is one of those things that is, it's not just a landmark thing, but it's a legacy thing. I mean, a lot of us get to an age, President Trump certainly is at an age where he's thinking far beyond his own years. This is a true legacy that President Trump is creating for our nation.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, it's not just about the contributions. It's also about the compounding. You know, yes. S&P 500, his average annual return of 10.5%. You compound that, even that $1,000 seed that newborns will be getting, it's 65 years of compounding. It's $674,000. You start contributing regularly to the programs. This is going to be a significant sum for a lot of these children, especially those who wouldn't have access to investment funds earlier on in their lives.
All right. What about the whole investment part of it? Because you're talking about some of us, I would include myself in this. My family would not have known anything at all about investing. Are we supposed to be managing these accounts and picking stocks for our kids?
So no, not out of the gate. These investments are going to be restricted to low cost, broad U.S. stock indices. We're working through that in the implementation phase now, but you can think of it like a broad-based U.S. market ETF. And so there, while there won't be those choices in terms of, you know, a single stock you might want to allocate towards, what it will do is give you broad-based kind of buy-in to the American economy. And so kids won't have to pick between stocks, but on the other hand, as America's economy grows, so will their net worth.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're just hearing in our news about some great numbers coming out for Macy's, some other stuff improving greatly during the last year. One of the things that's almost shocking here, Luke, is that it was not only Senator Ted Cruz who was on board with this, but Senator Cory Booker. Did President Trump do it again and just bring everybody together on this one?
You know, it was a shock to see that the letter that came out encouraging companies across this country to contribute on a bipartisan basis. But I think it just speaks to the power of these accounts and how important of an initiative this is. And it, while D.C. is a particularly partisan place, this the Trump accounts and the concept here and the ultimate impact it will have on our children, you know, maybe that message did resonate across the aisle.
Yeah, I think it did. I was so happy when I saw that. At first, I must confess, I thought it was a Babylon Bee article, and then diving into it. All right, so folks who are hearing about this, Luke, and let me remind everybody, Luke Pettit is joining us, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. Folks who are hearing about this, thinking, okay, this sounds great to me. I think it's going to be wonderful for my kids. What do they have to do to get this stuff set up?
So I think for right now, I would direct people to trumpaccounts.gov. We launched it yesterday, and we're going to be updating it soon with some broader, you know, questions and answers on eligibility, investments, how to set up accounts. And then just stay tuned for the spring and the lead up to the 4th of July. We'll be rolling out financial literacy events, more information about what the accounts will look like and investments will look like. And yesterday's event in the Oval was really kind of the kickstart of this initiative that's going to culminate on the 4th of July next year.
It was a really cool event to watch. And you have to tell me, were you there for that?
I was indeed, yes.
Yeah. Is it? All right. Just between us, how cool is it being in the Oval Office? I've never been there. I mean, I've looked at it for my entire life and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that's just got to be the coolest thing ever.
Between the history and the changes, aesthetic changes that have been made, it really is. It's a beautiful and powerful and significant room. And to be there even for this one event was a true honor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, you're certainly going to speak with the president long before any of us do. You let him know he's got a lot of people out here in the real world that absolutely love what he's doing, appreciate what he's doing. A lot of us that have been supporting him for many, many, many years. And we do appreciate the hard work that every one of you is doing up there in D.C. It's clearly not easy, but it is working. And believe it or not, it's resonating with us out here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thank you for that, and I will do. I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, sir. Hope to check in again. That is Luke Pettit. He's the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. You're hearing now about these Trump accounts. Some of us, our kids, good for nothings that they are, not going to help us. However, you got younger kids. This is all about you. This is all about that power of compounding. Did anybody learn that in school? That's something that ought to be taught in school, by the way. Instead of woke DEI crap, telling boys they can be girls and girls they can be boys and humans they can be cats and all this other garbage that we have in so many school divisions at the moment. Here's an idea. Sit those kids down and explain what happens with compounding, with compound interest. How you can take $1,000 and grow it exponentially What did Luke say? $657,000? Moms and dads, you get another way to look after your kids. I mentioned legacy, right? A lot of us are at a stage in our life where we are thinking legacy. I think legacy all the time. You know, what am I going to leave behind? What have I done? Have I accomplished anything? Is there something that's beneficial that's come from my time, right? This is one of those things you as a mother, you as a father, are going to be able to do for your kids. Not just able to do, but you need to do it. Jeff, I'm not going to have $5,000. Fine, put $1,000. I don't care what you put in. The point is to get it started and teach those kids at a very early age. They can put that money in there and again, look at the power of compounding interest. Look at becoming involved in the marketplace. Is this going to put Carl Carlson and his team out of work? No. Is it going to make their job easier? I'll bet it does. Because they won't have to deal with people like me who come from a background. My parents didn't know anything about stocks. You know, we were as working class as you could possibly get. They didn't know anything about it. They never owned a stock. They didn't know anything about the markets. You talk about the markets with my mom or my dad, they would have thought, yeah, we'll pick up a chicken while you're at the market. But you have a chance with these younger kids to give them that education and help them to watch that money grow. This is a great thing. I'm just thrilled about it. It is 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.